Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and to live in community with one another. We're back on the Redefined Sisters podcast. This week, we're excited to have a conversation about embracing God's love and discovering His purpose for our lives. Our team has recently recorded episodes around the table on our Equip Her platform, so please join us on Patreon for these exclusive longer episodes. This partnership community was created to intentionally disciple you for the purpose of fruitful discipleship in the local church and equip you for ministry. This week, we have a fun question. We're going to go around and chat about all things fall, and we'd love to hear from you. However you connect with us through Instagram or our Facebook community or in Patreon, we would love to hear from you. So let us know what you love most about fall. Rachel, what about you?
I love fall. It is my favorite season. I love pumpkins. They make me really happy. And so I'm excited about all the pumpkin patches and painting and carving the pumpkins and decorating my house for fall. How about you, Emily?
Yes, I do love pumpkins. Well, it's one of my favorite seasons, the crisp, cool air that comes eventually here in Texas. Just decorating our home, which I've already done that, and the anticipation of a new season with memories around the table with my family. Well, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special time together. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, and today we have a special guest, Rachel.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome, friend. And for those of you who haven't heard, Rachel has joined us as co-leader of Redefined Sisters, and we're so glad to have her. And we're thankful for you and your gracious support. Thank you for tuning in. We would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with the hope of the gospel. In today's episode, we are reading from the NASB translation of the Bible. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Well, we're excited to jump into a conversation with you. And as we grow in the love of God, an overflow that should become evident in our lives as believers is teaching and modeling how to be a disciple of Jesus. The goal is growth in Christ and the ability to lead others to Jesus through the gospel and disciple them in their faith. What an honor and gift we have been given by our Lord. Let's steward this with excellence as women redefined by the gospel and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We are going to turn to Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 through 20. And this is over the Great Commission. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So in order to be effective in sharing the gospel with other women, we really need to understand what the Bible says about God's love. So we're going to walk through some verses together that God has laid on Rachel and I's heart so that we can share and apply the word at the end together. So I am going to read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, and then Rachel will move into Isaiah chapter 54. "The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.'" And Rachel, do you want to read Isaiah 54?
Yes. So Isaiah 54:10 says, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed," says the Lord who has compassion on you.
And one thing I was going to mention before I handed it over to Rachel was God's love is not temporary or conditional, but eternal and steadfast. So it's a love that always has been and always will be. And so I think that's such a beautiful verse in Jeremiah to read. And then in Isaiah, with what Rachel read, it's just God's enduring love and his promise of peace. And I'm going to go over to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Rachel, did you have anything else to add before I go over there?
That is all. You definitely nailed it.
Okay. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then I'm going to go over to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. And Rachel, I just realized that some of the verses you had picked out, I'm reading for you.
That's okay. We can swap if you want me to read the other one. Well, I don't have them up though. I have mine up, but it's okay.
Yeah,
Either way.
if you already have them up, why don't you go through Lamentations and then John 3:16, and then I'll pick up after that.
Okay, that sounds good. Lamentations 3:22 says, "The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail." So we can always have that hope and that confidence and that peace that God's love never fails no matter what. And then the most famous verse that we know about God's love, or is most commonly quoted about God's love, is John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
Yes, thank you for sharing that. Okay, so now I'm going to go over to Ephesians chapter 2 in verses 4 through 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. Okay, I think I'm going to go and read through verse 6. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So even in our sin and trespasses, God loves us. And then I'm going to go over to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Okay. For I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. So the love of God is evident through his work in each of our lives. And as I was thinking about God's purpose, a few things came to mind that I wanted to share: holiness, growth in our walk with Jesus, sanctification, and being conformed to the image of Christ, so that the fruit of our lives results in glorification. So setting our hearts on eternity by choosing to participate in God's work through the power of the Spirit is possible for us as women. And I know this conversation, we're only taking like a small preview of what we shared in our Equip Her podcast, but it can be very heavy from a theological standpoint as we go more in depth over there on Equip Her. So we invite you to listen to that if that's something you're interested in. But Rachel, do you have some other verses that came to mind during this conversation before we move into application and share how God is working in our lives?
Yes. So I thought of Ephesians 2:10, which says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." I also have Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a hope and a future." And then we've got 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 through 31, which say, "For consider your calling, brothers and sisters, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the insignificant things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no human may boast before God. But it is due to him that you were in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, just as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." So a lot of these verses really just encompass that promise that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and that he chooses, in the last verse in 1 Corinthians, he chooses the humble, and he does it so that nobody can boast before him, and that it is through him that we have purpose. And it's not our own, not on our own.
And I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. And I love this passage here because we are to reflect the glory of the Lord in our lives as we're transformed more into the image of Christ. So I just think the imagery that Paul uses is really awesome there. And I'm going to go over to 1 Peter chapter 15 through 16. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy also in all your behavior, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And when I think about holiness, I think of purity, like purity in our mind, our heart, living our lives to please the Lord. I don't think holiness is something we really talk about anymore, but it's a calling that we have been given by the Lord as believers. So I think the more we can understand what it looks like to be holy throughout Scripture, I just think the more we will see growth in our lives as believers. So, how can we faithfully live out God's purpose for our lives? Rachel, what about you?
I just often ask God to lead me to what He's calling me to, and I try to pray that God will align my heart to His will for my life, and that helps me more clearly see His purpose, and gives me a more of an ability to surrender to Him, surrender everything to Him, no matter what. What about you, Emily?
Yeah, for me, I would like to continue to grow in holiness and immerse myself in God's word more deeply. I've been trying to rest more and recover from surgery, so it's been a bit more difficult to have energy. And so, one of the biggest areas of growth in this season has been my prayer life, because for those of you that have been listening to the podcast with us for quite some time, you'll know that I really love mornings and having some coffee and being in scripture, but I feel like with my energy levels, it's kind of here and there. And so, just throughout the day, being in prayer, it's just a sweet reminder to be in God's presence as I humbly come before the Lord. Through this season, He's continually gave me the encouragement and perseverance that I need to work through the health challenges that I've been facing. And so, I think just having His presence lead me has given me the strength, and I've seen His outpouring of grace as well. So that's been beautiful. And We also want to hear how you are embracing God's love and discovering his purpose for your life as you spend time in the Word and as you walk in community with other women. And I think something fun that we can do, Rachel, before you pray for us is hopefully this doesn't put you too much on the spot, but do you want to share just maybe for the ladies to get to know you a little better? Just maybe some of your hobbies or things you enjoy.
Sure. So I have been married to my husband, Chad, for about 10 years. And I've got two kids, one who's 5 and one who is will be 9 months old pretty soon. So I feel like right now my life's a little bit wrapped up in motherhood. But as a former teacher, I do enjoy all of the kid activities. So that's kind of silly, but I feel like my hobbies right now are doing fun little enrichment activities with the kids and teaching them about God and just trying to enrich their world. I am still trying to figure out what hobbies I enjoy now that I'm a mom. I know that there were things that I enjoyed previously that I don't necessarily care for as much right now. So I'm still trying to figure that out. So if anybody has any suggestions of hobbies I can do, I would love take those suggestions. So yeah, that's pretty much me right now.
Well, if you'd like to take up riding horses, you can always join me in doing that. But yeah, I think that's beautiful that you're caring for the needs of your children, and we're both in a similar season with baby stage, so it can be just maybe sometimes difficult to find hobbies that you can do. But yeah, I think the hobbies kind of come as you serve and figure out what brings you joy. So I think it'll come for you.
I hope so.
And do you
Yeah.
want to
Well,
pray for us, Rachel? That's something we do on the Redefined Sisters podcast.
yes, I will absolutely pray. Father, I thank you so much for this time that we've gotten to hear more about how much you love us and how deep your love is for us, and that your love is always with us no matter what. I thank you also for the truths that we get to hear about your purpose for our lives and that we were created for a purpose and a purpose to glorify you and that it is all about you. And I just pray that you will be with all of the women that are in our ministry, that you will bless them, that you will give them a beautiful fall season full of harvest and beautiful things. We pray that they will trust you and just know that with confidence that you have a plan and a purpose for them and that you love them deeply. And it is in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Rachel actually came up with the harvest theme for October. So just to give you a little shout out, Rachel, that was pretty awesome. It's not something I would have thought of, so that's great.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us, ladies. We hope to see you in our Facebook community this fall. You can join us for live Bible studies on Thursday, and we are starting the book of Ezekiel. And just some encouragement. You can, if you have the Bible app on your phone, I like the Dwell app. You can listen to the Bible. I do love opening my physical Bible, but if you're in a season where you need to listen along, that's perfect. And so I would look into the Dwell app, or if you have another Bible app that you like, please share with us and the ladies in our community. We love you and thanks for being here, sister. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, ladies. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us,
Head to our free Facebook community at www.facebook.com/group/redefinesisters. Or join us in our membership community on Patreon for exclusive equipping resources at www.patreon.com/redefinesisters. You can also email us at hello@redefinesisters.com. We can't wait to connect with you.